Case number 10,737, John and Wendy Godwin, north of Route 54, Bluebill Drive, being lot 21, block G within Swan Keys Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
John Godwin, 14922 Chelsea Circle, Mount Airy, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
Fine. Can you explain to the board your request this evening?
Yes, I'm looking for a setback of 5 feet. The property line right now is a 10-foot setback, and I'm looking to go 5 feet over on the side yard for a house.
Okay, and the reason?
For heating and air conditioning equipment and safety to come in and out of Bluebill Drive on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that in more detail, the safety.
Just for parking, you know, to come out on Bluebill Drive. It would just give me more parking on the right-hand side. And then a 5-foot setback for the condensing units outside.
All right. Okay, can you at this time then address the standards for the granting of the variances you've got with your application for the board?
I have. You mean this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. For the first one would be no. 1A. Is that what you, I'm not sure what you want.
Sorry, have you read these and prepared? Are you prepared for these at all?
I just did simple things as yes and no. And
Ma'am, Mr.
Okay,
Chairman.
We need to be a little more.
Yeah. Yeah. There's five standards. And as you can see, there's five standards of uniqueness and can't be otherwise developed. And it has to be created or can't not have been created by the applicant and so forth. So you need to convince us how your application meets those standards. Yes and no answers, just don't quite get it.
Okay, well, I guess I'll have to go back and do my homework.
Okay, that's what I was getting ready to ask. If you were not prepared, if you haven't read through them, I'm going to explain to you that also. If you haven't read those, your yes and no will not be.
Okay.
if you need more time,
I'll probably have to get somebody else to do all this.
Okay.
All right. Anything I have with the variances will allow the proper placements of the HVAC systems.
And that's all?
Yeah.
That's all. Mm-hmm. But you aren't. Then you didn't do the reading. He's not ready.
My understanding is that that's what basically everybody has been granted because of that, of the air conditioning systems.
Mm-hmm.
Setback.
Sir, why can't you move your house over? Put it in the setbacks.
So you can meet the setbacks.
So you can meet them.
Yeah, I do need them.
No, I said, why can't you move your house as so you could meet the setbacks? Is there a reason as to why?
For parking. Won't be enough room for parking.
It appears in the survey that you've got plenty of space to move it towards the lagoon, which would allow ample parking. Why wouldn't you do that?
Just to give more room on that right-hand side of the property.
Okay. Your setback line is 10 feet from the lagoon, and it appears that you're as much as 20 feet. You're planning to put the...
No, to the left or right. If you're looking at it, it'd be to the left. I'm moving the house to the left.
But if you move that house towards the lagoon, that would allow you space all the way across the front to park safely.
Yes? There's 10 feet to the lagoon, and there's going to be a porch there. I'm going to be building right to that 10-foot setback from the lagoon.
You've got a ball. Okay, your property goes past the bulkhead.
He's got one of those lots that looks like it carries into the water.
It goes into it.
I got you.
His lot goes to the center of the lagoon, and his bulkhead's 20-some foot from the center.
Okay.
It's proposed a setback from the bulkhead, not from the property line.
Oh, okay.
The question Mr. Workman was asking you is if you move the house closer, I think this was what he was asking, if you move, move it closer to lot 20, you don't need any variances at all.
You don't need any.
And that's kind of what the zoning code strives for, to avoid the variances.
If I go to the left or to the right?
Well, to this way.
We're lot 20.
We're lot 20.
To the center. Lot 20, okay. To the center.
Yes,
I just... Well, I basically wanted that for there for parking, to increase my parking there on the right-hand side.
And that's where the problem arises. What you want may not necessarily be what the code allows, and that's why you've got those variance factors that have to be met to convince this board to say, okay, what you want is okay.
How many cars are going to be parking here, sir?
Two to three.
Okay.
So you intend to put three vehicles in a 24 foot wide space?
Oh, basically just be two. Unless somebody's coming visiting, they can park into the front sideways, on parallel to Blueville.
So you'd like more time to prepare?
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to come back.
Can make that for the amendment. Come back for the 20th.
That's up to the board, but just remember you have to ask for the public.
Well, I'm going to do that. I think that would be. He's really not prepared. I'm going to ask for public comment and then give enough time to come back. Okay. Alrighty. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mill? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, would you want to come forward? Sir, you can sit down right up front if you would. Would you please come forward and be sworn in?
Name and address.
Charles and Wilma Denton. Swan Key's address is 37012 Blueville. We're lot 20.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Sir, did you want to speak or just...
I'll be there by herself.
But, I mean, if you want, I need for you to be sworn in. Why I was asking, just by chance.
Charles Denton.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing
yes,
but
sir.
The truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Now, go ahead, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We own lot 20, which is the one that you were alluding to, moving the house closer to. We are in opposition mainly because we feel that the house, from what we know about it, could be put on the lot the way it is now. The criteria that I read in the zoning rules is that it has to be an odd-sized lot or something to dictate that it needs a variance, and I don't believe that is the case. It's a 50 by 100 lot, just like ours, and could be placed on the lot with no variance. However, what you addressed about the parking, where you see this is the area, would you like to have this closer? This is for you.
Yeah, if you would, please.
That's the area that they're alluding to parking two, maybe three cars in. Plus, to clarify, there is no parking on the street in Swan Key, so you cannot park extra vehicles parallel to Blueville Drive.
Okay. You're lot 20.
We are 20.
You understand that the variance request they're asking for is to be closer to lot 22.
That's correct. I have letters from the owner of lot 19, as well as the lot directly across the lagoon, from us both in opposition for the same reasons. It just doesn't meet the criteria.
Okay.
You're talking about 22?
22 is
Jeff. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you're opposed to them moving this, placing the home further from your home?
I understand that the side setback from our home to theirs will be the required 10 foot.
Right.
However, that puts it as I understand the plan, 2 foot, the air conditioner and all would be 2 foot from the line on lot 22.
Yes. They want to move the house away from you and closer to 22. You understand that?
I do understand that.
Okay. All right. And you're...
I'm thinking of all of Swan Keys, not just us.
Okay. And so you're suggesting that they don't meet the standards for granting a variance?
That's correct. It can be developed in conformance with the current zoning code with no variance, and we do not believe that not granting the appeal would result in exceptional hardship to the applicant. The lots are 50 wide, and there are many nice homes that can and have been built on lots that size in Swan Keys. And my concern, if the utility side is on our side, which I don't believe it's going to be, there's a safety concern either way in case of fire or emergency traffic.
Okay.
Any other questions?
How far are you from the property line?
From the property line, we're 7 foot. 7 foot to our side wall of our home.
7 foot?
Yes. Our home was originally put in 79 when the setbacks were 5 foot.
Oh, okay.
So our, as you can see from that one photograph, our sidewall to our home is 7 foot. Our deck in that front picture is 7 foot. However, our stairs to our back door on the north side is only 4 foot, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it puts all that traffic right at our back door, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there
thank
any,
you.
Any questions from members of the board?
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, she did submit 2 letters in opposition.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take 10737. Table it to our next regular meeting. I'd like to take another look at it.
Do we want to table it, or do we want to allow the applicant to come back and prepare?
Be prepared.
Back?
Yeah,
for
if case he
two.
So wishes.
He,
that, is that what you'd like
that
to
was
do,
his
sir?
Desire.
Yeah.
Come back to be okay. Get better prepared. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. Well,
so
we got
Mr.
a motion.
Chairman, I'll make a motion that we allow the applicant to prepare and. Rehear this on the 24th of January, and would suggest to the opposition that it. We've heard your testimony, and we will certainly take that in consideration. If you feel the need to come back, feel free to do so. You'd be allowed to speak then, but we will consider that.
You leave open until January. Did you say January 24th? Okay.
What's the agenda early in the month?
Third.
January 3rd.
Yeah, is there a lot on there?
Not really.
You ever consider doing it that, Mr. Mills, or did you? Was
sure.
There a specific reason to go later? I'm just thinking
I was thinking about it. It has to be re-advertised?
No.
No, it's a recessed hearing.
Then the 3rd's fine.
I think there's only 3 public hearings that are
yes,
on that
not
day.
Many.
It might be a good day to.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we will leave the case. I guess open until January the 3rd, 11, to allow the applicant time to prepare itself for the standards for granting a variance. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Open until 1-3-11. Okay.